Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home.
You guys know I love making holidays memorable, whether it's through some kind of annual tradition or setting up seasonal decor, or even baking up something sweet. So I wanted to share some ways that we celebrate Valentine's Day in our home. Hey guys, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about today's sponsor, Stagg Design. Stagg Design gives you beautiful products you can mix and match effortlessly to create your perfect home. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. Of course, if you have kids, you know that Valentines that they pass out at school or at classes, they are kind of a big deal. And the very first time I had to put Valentines together, I really wanted to think outside of the box. I didn't want to go crazy and like go way over the top, but at the same time, I wanted to do something out of the norm. I didn't want to just go to the store and buy a box of Valentines. So instead, I took Ruby and little Anna at the time. We just had the two of them. And I got them all dressed up for Valentines and did a little Valentine's photo shoot in our house. And then I created Valentines based around those and printed them out. And they were so darling. And they had our girls' pictures on them. And that started what would become Valentine's every year for us. So now it's a tradition. Now I have to go and do some kinds of Valentine's photo shoot with the girls and then include them on their Valentine's. So this year I came up with an idea for a custom Valentine around unicorns. My little girls are only going to be little for so long. So this year, I got them each a little unicorn headband, and I came up with a little saying. I think it says, you know, it may be unicorny, but you make my heart sparkle. And then we got jelly beans and little unicorns and put them all together. And I'm so excited to share those with you because if you're a last minute Lucy. I don't know. I just made that up. That's not really a thing. If you've left your Valentine's to the last minute, you can head over to our blog, stagg-design.com, and you can print it out for free. And you can make your own unicorny Valentine. But the thing I love most about that tradition is, of course, that my girls get to hand out a cute Valentine. But more, it's so fun to see how their Valentine's pictures turn out every year and how they evolve. And this year I did a picture with the three of them together that is so cute. And then I did one of each of the girls individually. But this year was record number of Valentines because Vivi is in a little preschool class and Anna is in a little preschool class and then Ruby's in first grade. And so we have a lot of Valentines to hand out. So anyway, that is one tradition that I really love, and I think it's sweet. And also, I have these cute little framed Valentine's photos that I can pull out and display every Valentine's. The next one is actually a tradition handed down from my mother-in-law, Suzanne, and she makes these incredible sugar cookies. These are like works of art. So she makes these giant heart sugar cookies, frosts them, and she always puts a cinnamon red heart right in the middle of each one. And she goes and gets the really good cinnamon hearts. I know you know which ones I'm talking about that have just the right amount of cinnamon in them. And then she wraps them all up beautifully with ribbon, and then she spends the entire day handing them out to her family. She visits every single one of her kids' families and passes out these amazing cookies. And it's like she sets aside time in her schedule to make these sugar cookies. It's like a really big deal for her. And the girls look forward to them every year. Frankly, I look forward to them every year because they're amazing. She has just perfected the art of the sugar cookie. So I am going to ask her if I can share the recipe with you. So I'm going to put that up on stag-design.com as well. And you can go and get the recipe for our family's sugar cookies. You guys, just trust me. They are the best sugar cookies that you've ever had. They're amazing. So I'm excited to share those with you. Okay. The next one that I want to share with you. This was a DIY tutorial that ended up just, it started out as a really simple idea. A company reached out to me called Oriental Trading. I'm sure you're familiar with them. They are like the party supply mecca. And I was throwing a party with them, a Valentine's party with them, and I needed a DIY tutorial to go along with it. So I came up with this simple, simple, simple little craft. And it's such a hit, and the girls love to do it, and it's been pinned again and again and again and again. It's wildly popular. So it just includes like these little heart doilies. You've probably seen those around, and baker's twine. And that's literally it. And you can just thread the baker's twine through the heart doilies. And something about the way that the doily paper is, it holds perfectly in place on the baker's twine, and you can put them up all over in front of windows, in an entryway. We have one hanging across our island. It's just a really sweet way to get the kids involved in a DIY project that's not a huge commitment or a huge mess, but it's just really sweet. And you could even have them make one up and give them to grandparents. You can have them write little messages, love messages on the doilies. It's just a super sweet idea. So we're going to link that up for you as well. That tutorial is over on Oriental Trading's website. The next one, I've done this a few times. We didn't do it this year because we just got back from a family trip to Hawaii. So we had to skip it this year, which is kind of a bummer. But last year we did it, a Valentine's Day party with the girls where they make little Valentine's boxes with their little friends. In the past, we've done like actual little mailboxes that they've made. And then they've made Valentine's to hand out and decorated cookies. And I just love throwing kids' parties. And I'll tell you why. I didn't have a lot of parties when I was a little girl. But every time I went to one or that we had one at our house, I just loved it. I loved entertaining. And you know what? It's still true today. I love throwing adult parties too. I just love throwing parties and entertaining. So Valentine's is the perfect opportunity to do that, especially with small kids. Let them get dressed up in red and pink and let them make Valentine's for their friends and let them get frosting all over and make cookies and then pass them out to people. I also think that Valentine's Day is a great opportunity to teach service to kids because they get to think of others. Like if you were getting a Valentine, what would you want somebody to say to you? And what would you want to receive? And it doesn't just have to be about a love interest. It can be about just love in general and loving friends and neighbors and family. Okay, this became a tradition of ours when I was pregnant with Ruby. And when I was pregnant with Ruby, my first pregnancy, all I craved was pizza. I just wanted pizza. And Valentine's Day rolled around and I didn't want to go anywhere. I just wanted to wear really comfy pajamas and eat pizza and watch a movie. And John went and got one of those heart-shaped pizzas from, Papa Murphy's? Yeah, Papa Murphy's does the heart-shaped pizzas on Valentine's Day. And a 2 liter of root beer. And now it's our tradition every year. On Valentine's Day, we go and get a heart-shaped pizza. And you may be thinking like, what? You don't go to like a fancy restaurant. But when you have small kids, heart-shaped pizza is where it's at, people. It's like the perfect dinner on Valentine's. And John and I can celebrate Valentine's in a different way on a different day. But until our kids are older, that's going to be our tradition for quite a while. John always gets flowers for the little girls on Valentine's, which is so sweet. And then I always get them some kind of little Valentine gift, like a little necklace or, a little toy or something like that. I've got to get on it because we just got back in town and we're kind of scrambling on the day that we're recording this to get everything moving for the Valentine's week ahead. As far as decor goes in our home, I think nothing says Valentine's more than a pretty dish full of cinnamon hearts and chocolates.
So I always have those on display in our home. I also think grocery store flowers are an amazing way to dress up your home for Valentine's Day and flex your flower arranging muscle a little bit. And then just finding subtle ways, like little hearts here and there, to display around your house. It's not one of those holidays that you have to go way over the top. I think you can be understated and it can make a big impact. But I would just say go to a thrift store or an antique shop. Look for a dish that is in a color you like. A few years ago, I found a red vintage Avon crystal dish. Back in the day, Avon used to have really, really cool dishes that they'd give out. I don't know if you knew that, but I have a few of them and they're awesome. So I found like this red vintage crystal dish, and it's always the candy bowl at Valentine's. It just says Valentine's Day to me. So I want to wish you the happiest of Valentine's Day, whether you have a significant other or not. To me, this Valentine's says more than just you have a honey. I think it's about love in general and giving to those around you and thinking about other people. So I wish you the very happiest of Valentine's Days from our family to yours.
I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.